You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, of course, we're watching what's been going on northeast with the nor'easter storm hitting and coming down. I mean, from what we understand, there were two storm systems, one coming from the west towards the northeastern coast, and then one coming from the south. And when both of these hit, they have expected possibly 3 feet of snow to be dumped from New York City to Boston and beyond. Snow has already been falling across the Northeast, and they think this is going to be possibly a historic blizzard of almost the same proportion as what happened in the late 70s. They also are concerned about hurricane-force winds, which are expected in coastal areas. Now, blizzard warnings have been posted for parts of New Jersey, New York's Long Island, as well as portions of Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and Connecticut, including Hartford, New Haven, Connecticut, and Providence. The warnings have also been extended to New Hampshire and Maine. Now, this morning, Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick signed an executive order banning all non-essential motor vehicle travel statewide after 4 p.m. So that would be probably coming up in 2 hours. No driving, I guess. Non-essential motor vehicle travel. No, I guess what you'd get pulled over and ask if it's essential. The ban allows public safety workers, public health workers, utility, and other associated with critical functions to continue working. So basically, Mayor Thomas Menino says stay off the roads and stay home. From what I understand, schools were canceled. I think the ACTs were today. So thousands of students didn't have to take the ACT. The ACT is the test that you take also roughly, you know, the same year you take your SAT. Well, I believe the ACT, I think I took my junior year and then the SAT senior year. I forget. And then, no, I took my SAT junior year and senior year because I wanted to take it twice, get a better score. I got a 1350 on one, and then I took it again to get a 1450. I was such a geek. All right. And then you have your PSAT. That's another one. Oh, there's so many tests. Anyway, those got canceled. From what we understand, 3,700 flights have been canceled through Saturday because they expect the blizzard to interrupt travel even on the West Coast. They say the heaviest amounts of snow are expected tonight going into Saturday, but wind gusts could reach 75 miles an hour. Widespread power failures also feared, just like Hurricane Sandy, you know, along with flooding in coastal areas. Meanwhile, certain areas on that coast are still trying to recover from Hurricane Sandy. According to CBS News, they say Boston could see up to 3 feet of snow, New York City 10 to 12 inches. Mayor Michael Bloomberg says plows and 250,000 tons of salt were being put on standby. Oh, so he's okay with salt, but not the 16-ounce soda cups. All right, I know it's different. Okay, sorry. Just didn't think I'd ever see salt and Mayor Michael Bloomberg in the same sentence, right? Yeah, since he's such a hero when it comes to fighting obesity and helping New Yorkers with their health. Philadelphia, they're expecting a possible 4 to 6 inches. We hope forecasts are exaggerating the amount of snow, but you can never tell. You know, it is frustrating because you know in the media, I mean, all morning long while I was getting ready and prepping for my show, I was, trying to get the news on what's been going on with the LAX cop shooter, trying to get, information on what's been going on news-wise and how things are happening, you know, northeast with the storm and in the northern part of the United States. And, it was all about the drastic and the drama of the storm. Now, true, you want to warn people, okay? When Hurricane Sandy was coming, you know, and they were talking about the hernia. I know, we got a hernia listening to it, didn't we? You know, I mean, they were trying to prepare us. So, you know, we do assume that there is a level of truth with the news. And I agree. If I was living in New York City, if I was living in that part of the country, I would have probably a couple days ago already stocked up on food. Don't forget about freeze-dry, guy. Freeze-Dry Guy is phenomenal. That's why you have it, because of times like this, right? Stores for a long time, it tastes good. So don't forget to check out Freeze-Dry Guy on my website or on their website at freezedryguy.com. I don't mean to, you know, do a commercial, but you got to admit this is exactly why you need it, because when I was listening to the news today, they were talking about how people are now rushing to the stores. Well, if you have, you know, mayors and governors telling you, you know, not to drive, any minute now, because of the storm coming, shouldn't you have already started to stock up a couple days ago? So you're already seeing pictures of empty shelves and people already starting to prepare. Now, I don't think you could ever be too prepared. So absolutely, storing up on bottled water, storing up on canned goods and foods and flashlights and radio batteries and car batteries, etc. Getting a generator, never a bad idea. And then, of course, you know, your freeze-dry guy in the closet, not a bad idea. But, you just kind of wonder, why did people wait till the last minute again? And do I believe this could be a pretty nasty storm? Absolutely. You know, I understand what those green colors and yellow colors and red colors and white colors and pink colors and blue colors mean. Right? It means storm, water, snow a-coming. So our prayers are out to those of you that are going to be affected by this. Does the news ever exaggerate? Absolutely. Now, look at Y2K, right? We all stayed awake thinking in the year 2000, everything was going to shut down and everything was fine. Yeah, you know, but I'd rather we be prepared. Oh, yeah, but didn't the stores run out of food as well? Excuse me. Yeah. Didn't people load up on water and supplies because they thought with Y2K would all end up starving, you know? But again, I'm glad. I got the hiccups. Oh, my gosh. I would rather you all be prepared. Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry. I got the hiccups. Oh, it's always hard to do a show with the hiccups. Anyway, so airlines have canceled almost 4,000 flights. They started canceling yesterday, Friday, Saturday. From what I understand, New York City's three main airports, LaGuardia, JFK, and Newark. No, JFK's in Newark, LaGuardia. Why can't I think of the third? Anyway, so they basically closed down Philadelphia International Airport. Already, from what I have right now in real time, close to two-hour delays. Boston, Logan, and other New England airports are ceasing operations between noon and 4 p.m. From what we understand, the last Acela train southbound out of Boston, I guess, is going to be the last train of the day. It departed a few hours ago. So for those of you that are kind of stuck at the airport, I always kind of wonder, you know, if everybody's running to the grocery stores getting food, does the airport have enough food? I mean, if you're stuck at the airport, do the airports have enough food? I mean, we obviously know there's no food on the airplanes. Huh. How do you get food to the airport to feed everybody there? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in four sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. February 8th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at 1670.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1711.97, $855.98 for a half ounce, or $427.99 for a quarter ounce. That's $1711.97, $855.98, and $427.99.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explain this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Valentine's Day is next week, and ProFlowers is offering an amazing deal. 100 stunning blooms of love plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code RADIO13. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket during Valentine's Week. Order now from ProFlowers to get huge savings, plus pick any delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms of love sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple next week. And this incredible deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code RADIO13. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code RADIO13.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Excuse me, I think I get a cold. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so judiciously. All right, well, we always talk about the stroke belt. And the stroke belt are the southern states, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, Louisiana. Many of those states end up having higher rates of stroke than other states. Now, researchers today come out saying it's probably the southern diet and the fried foods. Now, I think many of us are scratching our heads because we thought that's exactly what the reason was to begin with. You have some of the most phenomenal food in the country in the South. Right, you got your fried chicken, you got your, oh my gosh, I'm dying to have a fried Twinkie. Right, I mean, but you have a lot of, you know, rich type of phenomenal foods that you can get in the South. Even though Louisiana, I mean, it's so easy to eat healthy there with the fish and the, you know, crawfish, etc. But, you know, we've always thought that. I don't know why this is groundbreaking news, but apparently this is the one of the headlines of today. They say deep fried foods may be causing trouble in the deep South. And they say people whose diets are heavy on the deep fried foods plus the sugary drinks like sweet tea and soda are more likely to suffer stroke. Now, they say this was the first big look at diet and stroke. See, I thought we already knew this, but apparently this is one of the largest studies yet. Researchers say it may help explain why blacks in the Southeast, the nation's stroke belt, suffer more of them. They say blacks were 5 times more likely than whites to have the southern dietary pattern linked with the highest stroke risk. They say blacks and whites who live in the South were more likely to eat this way than people in other parts of the country. They say diet might explain as much as 2/3 of the excess stroke risk seen in blacks versus whites. So they're talking about fried foods, french fries, hamburgers, processed meats, hot dogs, bacon, ham, liver, gizzards, as well as sugary drinks, according to the study's leader, Suzanne Judd, from the University of Alabama in Birmingham. Now, this is being reported by Fox News. They said people who ate about 6 meals a week featuring those sorts of foods had a 41% higher stroke risk than people who ate that way once a month. Where I'm confused, though, is don't people eat that like that all over the United States? I mean, look at that. They say people who ate about 6 meals a week. 6 meals a week. How many of you guys get fast food every day? We're talking 6 meals a week. We're not talking, I mean, breakfast, lunch, dinner. 6 meals a week of ham or lizard or liver or sugary drinks or hot dogs, french fries, hamburgers, fried foods. Well, to me, I don't think that's just unique to the South. I think it's to everybody. Now, are cooking styles a little different? You know, I mean, I from what I've been told, you haven't had fried chicken until you get it in the South. And the way they make fried chicken in the South is phenomenal and delicious. I cannot wait. I have got to have fried chicken if I ever go to the South. I'm dying to go to Alabama or Georgia or something, all right? And I guess one of the reasons why fried chicken is so damn good down there is because the way they cook it. So I can understand if there's cooking styles that could have more fat or grease that could lead to you. But if people living in Birmingham or people living in Atlanta or people living in New Orleans, etc., if they go to the same fast food joints that we do, why are they having more stroke risk than somebody in California? I know some of you think, well, in California they have Sprouts on their sandwiches. No, I mean, you get a Big Mac in California, it's just like a Big Mac in New Orleans. They're the same. And they're talking about six meals. Just 6 meals. Having fried or fattening foods is enough to increase your risk 41%. Now, people whose diets were high in fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and fish had a 29% lower stroke risk. Okay, that makes a difference. All right. So somebody could say, well, maybe it's the culture. Maybe in the South, there's less likely to eat fish and vegetables. I disagree, because when I was in New Orleans, I mean, fish was huge. You know, remember, those are coastal states. Okay, people think, well, if you're in Alaska, you'll eat a lot of fish. If you're in California, you eat a lot of fish. Those are still coastal states. Now, I do understand with the BP spill, there was some concerns about fish and the Gulf Coast fish. So maybe some people started to avoid fish. But the stroke belt has been known to be the stroke belt for a long time, way before the BP oil spill. And they do eat fish. Now, is it because they eat fried fish? Is it because the fish they eat is more fried? Is that more the cuisine? Then you may have an argument there. Okay? I guess the results were reported yesterday at the American Stroke Association Conference in Honolulu, Hawaii. Meanwhile, they all enjoyed a nice pig luau after the conference. Yeah. All right. The federally funded study had been launched back in 2002 to explore regional variations in stroke risks and the reasons for them. More than 20,000 people 45 or older, half of them were black, from all 48 states filled out food surveys and were sorted into one of 5 diet styles. So your southern style was fried foods, processed meats like lunch meat and jerky, red meat, eggs, sweet drinks, whole milk. The next diet style was convenience, Mexican, Chinese food, pizza, and pasta. The next was plant-based, fruits, vegetables, juice, cereal, fish, poultry, yogurt, nuts, and whole grain bread. That's definitely not me. I wouldn't fall into that group. The next was sweets, added fats, breads, chocolate, desserts, sweet breakfast foods. I can't say that's me. I cannot have a donut for breakfast. I'll become hypoglycemic after an hour or two. I need protein in the morning. Can't be me. And then your alcohol diet style. Wine, liquor, green leafy vegetables, salad dressings, nuts, seeds, and coffee. Okay, I don't see, I could see me with a blend of those. They say they're not mutually exclusive. Hamburgers fall under both convenience and southern diets. Each person got a score for each diet depending on how many meals leaned that way. Okay, so I get it. So how many meals a week do you eat Chinese? Do you eat Mexican? Do you eat pizza, pasta? Okay, for me, that's not it. I would probably say maybe more plant and sweets would probably be me. Anyway, so they go here. Over more than 5 years of follow-up, nearly 500 strokes occurred. Researchers saw clear patterns with the southern and plant-based diets. The other three did not affect stroke risk. So get that. The plant-based diet, fruits, vegetables, cereal, fish, poultry, yogurts, nuts, whole grain, bread, still at increased risk of stroke. Don't worry. They already took out, accounts for age, income, smoking, education, exercise, etc. They say fried foods tend to be eaten with lots of salt. That raises blood pressure, which is obviously a stroke fracture. Sweet drinks contribute to diabetes. We know about that. All right. So they say the study does strongly suggest that food has an influence and people should be trying to avoid these kinds of fatty foods and high sugar content. They say, or according to this doctor, Dr. Brian Silver, Brown University neurologist, I don't mean to sound like an ogre. I know when I'm in New Orleans, I certainly enjoy the food there, but you don't have to make a regular habit of eating all this stuff. I don't know. I ate very healthy in New Orleans. Now, yes, I did try some alligator. Yeah, I do have to admit, yeah, there were a couple of restaurants where a lot of it was fried. I had to try the fried alligator. I mean, wow. Tasted like chicken. Always does, right? Doesn't it? Yeah, tasted like chicken. So, this is just another, I guess, example of why we really need to watch what we eat. Many of you are like, well, honestly, Dahlia, what did that study help us with? We know fatty foods cause stroke. We know in the South you can get some of the best damn tasting southern fried food and southern fried cooking that you can. Nothing new here. To me, what was significant about that study is only six meals a week put your risk at 41%. Only six meals a week. Most of you, it's all your meals. You grab a donut on the way to work, or you don't eat on the way to work. Maybe you have coffee. Somebody brings donuts at the office. Again, you're not a bad person if you eat like this. I mean, donuts, I lived on donuts in medical school. When you got free food, you took it. So, and you didn't have time to eat, and a donut was something you could eat on the run. Everybody kind of makes fun of cops eating donuts, but it's something you could eat on the run. A cop does not have time to sit out at a diner and dig into some egg white frittatas. They don't. It's easier to grab a coffee and a donut. That keeps you going for a few hours. And same thing with medical school. If somebody brought in donuts, that would be your breakfast. I understand that. Then lunchtime comes. You need to eat quick. So it's very easy to go and get a sandwich. And since there's not a lot of fast food places and not a lot of cafeterias that have sandwiches that taste good, and then people always get nervous about mayonnaise, etc., it's much easier to get a burger. Get it something warm. Get something hot. Get something that has a lot of meat. So you grab the burger. Now it's dinner time. All right, so dinner time. Do you cook something at home? Do you cook something quick? Do you grab something on the go? You're not a bad person if you eat like that. It's just you aren't putting enough attention to what you're putting in your body. And if six meals a week could put you at risk for stroke, imagine how much stroke risk we all are really at. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCTOR.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food.
Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House survival bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Fall in love with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of 6 or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pail combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook on the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so this is kind of interesting. There was a study that came out that said your diabetics actually do better if the insurance company or Medicare allows them to have more test strips. And I know some of you are like, what? That, are you kidding me? So we're talking about those little baby test strips, really? But apparently insurance company, you know, those test strips cost money. And if patients are trying to save on them, they aren't checking your blood sugar as well. Now, 1 million Americans have type 1 diabetes, which is diabetes that you get usually when you're younger, diagnosed in childhood or teenage years, and your body fails to produce insulin, which kind of helps cells use and store glucose. And so they end up needing to take insulin, and they have to watch their sugars pretty closely. So do type 2 diabetics as well. So Medicare, from what I understand, currently pays for a maximum of 3 blood testing strips a day. Private insurances maybe a little more. Usually insurance just follows what Medicare does. Now, strips cost about 60 to 70 cents per strips. That's expensive. So 3 a day, you're already at close to $2 a day. That's 60 bucks a month just to test the diabetes, not even to take your medicine or to go to the doctor. So the study's lead author, Kelly Miller, is a biostatistician at the Jaeb Center for Health Research in Tampa, Florida. And her co-authors think that there's some evidence that would justify these insurance companies to pay for more strips. What they did is they looked at people, like 20,000 people who were participating in a registry of type 1 diabetics. They were collecting data on blood sugar control and frequency. About half were under the age of 18. Basically, researchers looked at how many times a day participants tested their blood. Also, they looked at hemoglobin A1C. Now, we talk about hemoglobin A1C. That's how sugary your blood cells are. That we test every 3 to 4 months because blood cells live that long. And so we really want you under 6 if we can. I've even seen some labs bring their threshold down to 5.6. So some of you 5.9 are being told you're diabetic, whereas many of you are floating around in the 7s or the 8s, and, you know, you're way more at risk than anybody at the 5.9 range. But still, we check for hemoglobin A1C whenever you have high cholesterol, whenever you have diabetes. Excuse me. Obviously, it's something that we like to watch pretty closely. And they found that those who checked 3 to 4 times a day their insulin level or their sugar levels with their test strips versus those who checked 10 times a day, the diabetic control was better in those that checked about 10 times a day. Over 10 times a day, no added benefit. But we're talking about a whole point drop in your hemoglobin A1C. Now, going from 8.6 to 7.6, which is what they found, is huge. The American Diabetic Association encourages people with diabetes to aim for 7% or lower. So we try to get our diabetics in the 6s. We want everybody else in the 5s. Now, the ADA also recommends all people with diabetes use insulin to test themselves at least 3 times a day. The minimum may need to be higher, especially for people with type 1 diabetes. So, you know, here's the thing. I couldn't imagine any of you guys having to go through the testing. Oh, my gosh, 10 times a day, poking yourselves like that. But many of you, you take insulin on a sliding scale. Depending on where your sugar levels are, you determine how much insulin to give yourselves. So if you're limited by the amount of strips, then how do you know what to give yourself? So, you know, this is a topic that, again, leads, you know, back to where we're going with our healthcare system. Many of us are becoming afflicted with diabetes because we're living longer, right? We have more baby boomers now, not to mention the way we eat and obesity, et cetera. So diabetes is going to probably be a huge diagnosis. I guess they're going to be saying a third of people by the year, I believe, 2030. To be diabetic, a third of us. Well, if you're diabetic, you're going to need to test your sugar, whether you're insulin dependent or not. And if these test strips are expensive, meanwhile, healthcare is trying to cut costs and trying to limit what insurance cover, you have a problem here. So, I don't know how to make these test strips cheaper. I mean, you know, some of you are like, well, gosh, that's ridiculous. 60 bucks a month to test your sugar 3 times a day. You're right. But also think about, what do these test strips do? For 60 cents a strip, that's a hell of a lot cheaper than a pregnancy test. Right? Pregnancy tests over the counter are what? 14 bucks? 16 bucks, some of them? All right? This is a sugar test strip where you drop the blood, you stick it into the machine, and it's able to help determine the amount of your blood sugar. I mean, even though those are costly, you gotta admit, 60 cents for a test like that to be done is a damn good price. You know, it's funny. A lot of my patients go, Dahlia, let me just test my blood sugar. Don't run blood work through the lab, because it's going to cost too much. Why don't you just let me do my test strip? It'll cost less than a dollar. Well, you know, we do let you check your blood sugar there, but we also do like to get a conventional lab to run your blood work. But, you know, so you got to admit, 60 cents a strip is a damn good price. It's just it's expensive. Still, for somebody who has to test their blood sugar, imagine if you got to test yourself 10 times a day. That's $6 a day. So there's going to have to be a push for insurance to cover more. It's got to come from, though, Medicare. Medicare has to do it first. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, a self-taught beauty expert claims that if you put kitty litter in a paste on your face, it will shrink pores, prevent acne, and leave skin feeling extremely soft. We're talking about kitty litter. I hope to high heaven she means clean kitty litter. Michelle Fawn, 25 years old from Boston, Massachusetts, produces online makeup tutorials for a number of brands like Lancome. And she said that those gray pellets in, we call it poo-poo powder in my house, but the kitty litter are made of bentonite clay, which is a main ingredient in most purifying facial masks and body wraps. So she made this video, which I guess already has close to 800,000 hits. And I guess she shows how a $2 bag of cat litter, okay, and she said use the unscented variety, okay, will actually help your complexion. She scoops out 2 tablespoons of it into a mixing bowl. Then she notes that she says the bag of litter will last over a year, obviously, because that's big. She adds a splash of water or some aloe vera, makes a little stir. She combines the ingredients, places the mask in the microwave to cook for 20 seconds, says you just want your mask to be warm, not hot. It helps dilate the pores. And then once baked, the flat and muddy clay is ready for application. So now it's kind of like murky water instead of course, the little powder pellets. She said, do not directly apply the clay rocks to your face. You just really need the water that has that benzoite, I guess, clay in it. The water contains enough of the clay particles for this to work. The clay rocks are way too rough for your delicate skin. She also says to avoid the eye area, etc. She says, once finished applying the kitty litter mask, she waits 15 minutes for it to dry, and then I guess she goes and yells at the cat for doing poo-poo in the kitty litter. And then I guess after that she does moisturizing. And she claims this works. Now, I don't know what she has to gain by that. It kind of looks ugly. I hope nobody thinks it's oatmeal and eats it afterwards. But, you know, I got to tell you, the reason why I think this is cool, we were just talking about in the first hour of the show, you know, home remedies and things that you could use that's, you know, non-pharmaceutical or, in this case, cosmeceutical. I mean, imagine being able to save money on Botox, etc., just by doing a kitty litter paste type of thing. You know, and I have cats, and I put up with the cats, and I put up with the dogs. To think that I'm not putting up with them in vain, to think that I could actually use their stinky poo-poo powder that they get all over the house and that they rub on my pillow when there's too much of the poo-poo powder in their butt, to think that I could actually take that and use that for something good to help with my face. That's got to be cool. Again, I have no idea what the side effects are. I'm not encouraging anybody to do it. I have no idea what this stuff could do long term. But it's interesting nonetheless. 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Keep in mind, you can always send us emails at drdahlia.com on our website, so please check us out there. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdaliah.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanza men can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or cake, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook on the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so some of you are wondering about this asteroid that's supposed to be coming pretty close to Earth. From what we understand, this is a close one. Not going to hit Earth, though. Apparently, NASA insists that this 150-foot-wide, 130,000-ton asteroid should not hit Earth, but it is supposed to be the nearest known flyby for an object of this size. They are calling it Asteroid 2012 DA14, and it's supposed to make its nearest approach at about 7:30 p.m. next Friday. I believe that is 7:30 p.m. Australian time. From what I understand, they say people in Eastern Europe to Australia would be able to possibly see it with binoculars. They say a few hundred satellites orbit at about 22,300 miles, which is higher than the asteroid's path. But they say no, most likely this won't hit any of our satellites. So for those of you that are, you know, taping Dallas and stuff, you should still be okay. But satellite operators are being warned about the incoming object for tracking purposes. All right. They say, as yet impossible to see with the naked eye, the asteroid is considered small. I guess it's supposed to be the size of a building, you know? Now, more research has come out this week saying an asteroid, probably took out the dinosaurs. And more research providing evidence to that. Took out the dinosaurs 65 million years ago. They think that asteroid was probably 6 miles wide. So, I mean, you know, if something could take out dinosaurs, boy, that scares us. All right, now, the reason why the asteroid's called 2012 DA14 is because that's probably it was discovered back in 2012. They said if it did strike Earth, which it won't, scientists say, it would release the energy equivalent of 2.4 tons of TNT and wipe out everything for 750 square miles around the impact site. Huh, makes you wish our oceans were just a little bigger, huh? They said that's what happened in Siberia in 1908. I guess forest land around the Tunguska River was obliterated by a slightly smaller asteroid that exploded about 5 miles above ground. They say the likelihood of something like this striking Earth is once every 1,200 years. A close encounter like this is thought to occur every 40 years. I don't think they called Bruce Willis. I don't think so. I think Bruce Willis really doesn't oil drill on a regular basis. And no, they don't need to call him on this one. But it's nice to know that if we ever do have an asteroid that wants to hit the Earth, we could always call Bruce Willis and his Armageddon team to go and tackle it. They say the bulk of the solar system's asteroids are located between the orbits of Mars and Jupiter, and they remain stable there for billions of years. They say some will occasionally pop out and go into Earth's neighborhood. They say the closest approach of this one would occur next Friday evening around 7:30 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time over Indonesia. They say there won't be much of a show. It's going to go about 17,400 miles an hour, roughly 8 times faster than a bullet from a high-speed rifle. You're not going to be able to see it. They think maybe with binoculars and telescope from Asia, Australia, and Eastern Europe, they may be able to take a quick peek at it. It may look like a small point of light. Pretty cool nonetheless. They say observers in the U.S. and the U.K. will be able to see it. Astronomers using NASA's deep space antenna in California's Mojave Desert will have to wait 8 hours after the closest approach to try to capture the images because of where it is. The scientists welcome whatever pictures they could get. So I guess everybody get your iPhones ready and your Androids ready. They say so far NASA has counted just short of 10,000 near-Earth objects, according to Daily Mail. And this has taken 15 years for them to count. 1, 2, 3. So, I mean, they're doing their job. I mean, I hope we don't cut funding to NASA. Okay, you know, I know the government hasn't been that, our current government hasn't been that excited about our space programs by any means. But at least these guys are watching our skies and our universe. So keep it going, guys. Thank you. Police are investigating criminal acts over how horse meat was sold in a lasagna. Lasagna product. Supermarkets are still clearing more shelves. They say lasagna packs manufactured at a plant in Metz. I guess it's a French company. I guess there's horse meat found in these lasagna packages. Now, I don't know if these lasagna packages are sold here in America, But this just adds more kind of speculation as to what the heck is going on. Remember, there was Burger King and the horse meat, allegedly, and their products. And so I'm not exactly sure where horse meat started. But remember, keep in mind, like this Findus company, people get products from middlemen. And if the middleman is a type of supplier that many of these companies use to make their food, this kind of horse meat issue could be bigger than we thought. So I guess we'll keep you posted. From what I hear, horse meat is good. Yeah. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Every now and then we get a survey coming out of Match.com. And in this particular survey, they said men will actually judge women on their teeth even more than other parts of our body. It says, fairly in the latest study, men and women rate teeth as some of the most important features when they are checking out a new mate. I brush my teeth, but I don't whiten them as much as I should. You know, I guess we really need to, work on the whitening. Although, honestly, many of these pictures of these stars are photoshopped, if you ask me. Well, the study was carried out over 3 years and has resulted in a list of the top 10 things men judge women on. After teeth, it then came to women's hair, followed by their clothes. Let me see if we have more of a list. All right. So men judge women on teeth, grammar, and hair. Oh, see, I don't really get a lot of requests for dates because I still have a problem with my grammar. Yet women judge men on teeth, grammar, and hair as well. Huh. You know, there was a study, I think, looking at accents. You know, did women think people with a British accent was sexier versus somebody with a Middle Eastern accent versus someone with a French accent? Having an accent ruled higher than not having one. But it was really hard to discern which accent. And it wasn't really the biggest study. But, you know, I think, to me, the reason why there's issues with, with teeth is because if you smile. Okay, if somebody smiles, you see their teeth. If a woman doesn't smile, that already could be a turnoff. And you can't just do one of those smiles where you cover the teeth because you got food in your teeth. I mean, it has to be one of those rich smiles where you see your teeth. So I guess it makes sense. Now, Oral-B did a study on Great Britain because Great Britain gets a lot of flack for not brushing their teeth as much. And Oral-B found that 1 in 3 Brits do not brush their teeth twice a day. Not sure. I mean, here in America, we're brushing our teeth as often as we can. We're using Listerine, we're gargling, we're dental flossing, and we're toothpicking. See, I think the toothpick is phenomenal. That's what I love about the South. Whenever you're in the South, there's toothpicks everywhere. I could always get a toothpick when I need one. Harder to find toothpicks in the West, but in the South, there's always a toothpick because the cowboys like their toothpicks. And I like my toothpick, too, so I'm a huge fan of the toothpick. Give me my toothpick. I could suck on my toothpick. I could walk around with my toothpick. I could clean my teeth out with my toothpick, and I could keep my teeth nice and clean. But, just think about it, people. You got to, if you want to really attract the opposite sex, you got to smile. Yeah, you know, eyes won in one study years ago that it was the eyes, you know. So, you know, don't look cross-eyed at somebody if you don't have to. Okay, just look at them, smile, you know. That's cool. It's cool stuff. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877, this is the end of the show. Can't wait to talk to you tomorrow, 10 a.m. Pacific time. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit with your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Looking back on 2012, I know personally I'm thanking God that my family and I made it through the year. From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy, our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. My friends at eFoods Direct hear from customers every day that are fortunate to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. Danny from New York City wrote in following Hurricane Sandy and said, "Almost all the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and my niece. Bottom line, it's better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. Heed common sense's warning and do what I've done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask about the Alex Jones special or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get self-sufficient today. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.